Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It first started coming down, and then they finally announced it that they were going to add an elite women's 3-on-3 game to NHL All-Star Weekend. And as they pushed it forward, it was like, okay, well, who's going to play in this game?
Yeah.
Well, we've now figured it out. They have two teams. It'll be the American All-Stars taking on the Canadian All-Stars. And one of the Canadian All-Stars joins us on the phone right now and is a former teammate of my co-host, Lindsey Brown. And Lindsey's beaming. She can hardly contain herself right now. It is a Canadian All-Star and Olympic gold medalist and Olympic silver medalist, Natalie Spooner. Nat, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. This is exciting.
Very excited to have you on the program with us here, Spooner. Let's just jump right into it. You've played on the biggest stages and the most critical moments possible in the game of hockey. I mean, the gold medal game in 2014 in Sochi speaks for itself. I think it's one of the greatest hockey games ever played. But this is a new stage for the women's game, as you guys are going to be featured in that elite women's 3-on-3 showcase. And then, obviously, you're part of the some of the selections for the potential participation in the NHL skills stuff. So in terms of what should fans expect this weekend from the women's game? Because we've never seen a 3-on-3 tournament, you know, in prime time with the NHL All-Stars. It's about as big as it gets, right?
For sure. I mean, this is kind of just another stage for us to showcase our talents. And obviously that's what we've been trying to do this year with the Dream Gap Tour. And, you know, just showing that there is, you know, people do want to watch women's hockey. And I think this is an amazing stage for us to be able to do that. So I think it's going to be it's going to be a competitive game. I mean, every time we get up against the Americans, it always becomes up pretty quick. So I'm sure it's going to be just like any other game we play against them. It'll be fast. It'll be skilled. I'm sure it'll be a close game too.
Wait a second. No, Lindsey got the first question. She called you Spooner. So I don't know you that well. Can I call you Spooner? Or you want me to call you like Olympian Natalie Spooner?
So
when you get the call to play in an all-star game like this, I mean, what goes through your head? Is it honor, or is it honor to represent your country, or is it, you know what, it's about damn time?
You know, when I got an email, I didn't even think twice. I was like, this is amazing. Yes, I'm going. But like, to kind of sit back and realize what we're doing, it is really amazing. I mean, for them to have us out there, I mean, this is big for women's hockey to, you know, have this 3-on-3, and hopefully it keeps going for a long time. But to be the first ones, you know, to be in this 3-on-3, it's pretty cool, and hopefully people get pleasantly surprised by the talent and the speed. I think that women's hockey has come a long way, you know, in the past 20 years, and even from one Olympics to the next, the speed is getting so much better and so much more skilled. So I think that, you know, people will be pretty amazed by what's out on the ice.
And that's what makes the 3-on-3 format so special in showcasing that speed and talent. And as you said, that's such a big component of the women's side of the game. It's really not that much different than what you see with the guys, but the checking, the physicality, although it happens all the time. You've been in those rivalries with the mm-hmm. U.S. team. There's checking going on, but it's technically not to the same level as the guys. But with that 3-on-3 format in your mind, Spooner, who on Team Canada or on Team USA do you think that this format suits best? Because you have, obviously, you're an unbelievably skilled player, Spooner. You would just score on me at will back in the day of practice. I would just be, if I saved the puck, it was by accident. It wasn't because I did anything. It was just either you missed or it was just straight up by accident. But there's so much talent on both of those rosters. But who stands out to you that could really take advantage of the 3-on-3 format?
Yeah, I mean, on both teams, I think, if you look at the rosters, they're both stacked. I mean, they're both amazing. I think, you know, on the U.S., you look at Coyne again and you look at her speed. There's going to be lots of open ice. And then you look on our side and we have a defenseman who's Renata Fast, and she lives up to her name and she's super speedy. So I think, you know, them two on the ice, I think that's going to be a battle if Coyne is coming down on Fast, because they're both super fast. But there's other players. You look at Melody Daou, who's, you know, a Montrealer for us, and she's got the patience with the puck, the puck skills, and I think that we'll see that come out too, which is pretty exciting for, you know, 3-on-3 and for the fans, I think.
National League presenting the Elite Women's 3-on-3 this during the 2020 NHL All-Stars Weekend during the skills portion of things on Friday. This is a pretty amazing an addition. And now you're also eligible, Nat, to be part of the Gatorade NHL Shooting Stars, although you have to win a poll. So how can we stuff the – we're going to try to stuff the ballot box for you. So make your case of why you should be deserving over your three other fellow countrymen.
Oh, boy, I don't think I'm more deserving at all. I think everyone deserves, you know, to be in it. And I think whoever gets chosen is going to represent the women's game so well. And, I mean, I think it will be an opportunity of a lifetime and just kind of take it all in. I think the whole weekend will be a bit of a whirlwind being there and, you know, getting to play on that stage. So just going to take it all in. And if I get that opportunity, hopefully make the best of it. But I'm sure whoever gets that opportunity, it's going to be pretty amazing for them.
Obviously, you being one of those representatives for the women's hockey community, big stage, but you're also an active member of the PWHPA. And if people aren't familiar with that group, that's Professional Women's Hockey Players Association. Lots of fans down here in Vegas are pretty new to the game of hockey, or at least to the women's side. So can you explain kind of what the PWHPA does, where we are in the women's game today, and where we're going?
Yeah, so it was back last April. We had a women's league in Canada and in the U.S. It went into Boston, too. It was called the CWHL, and that league announced that it was folding back in April. So as players, we didn't really know what our next steps were, but we came together and created this players association, the PWHPA, and it's about 200 players, and there's pretty much the top players in the U.S., top players in Canada, the Olympians in it also. And we had nowhere to play this year. There was So we created this PA, and now we have this Dream Gap Tour where we're going around Canada and the U.S., you know, playing showcase games, showing that there is a market for women's hockey. We have exhibition games because obviously we have to keep playing. We can't just take the year off. But I think that, you know, this All-Star game is hopefully another step in that, and just showing those little girls that, you know, they can still have the dream of playing women's hockey. And hopefully, you know, we're fighting for a league that, you know, is going to be sustainable, is going to be there, you know, around for over 100 years, just like the NHL. I mean, they had to start somewhere. So, you know, we're hoping to kind of follow them. And even that WNBA model, I think, you know, with that CBA they just announced, I think that was pretty amazing. So I think they're leading the way, and there's a lot of bright things coming for women's sports. And, you know, we're just keeping our fingers crossed and keep showcasing our game.
I have to ask you before we let you go, because I know you got to get to hockey practice, plenty of warm-ups to do. But when you have that puck on your stick, and we're 10 years in the past, and we're at Ohio State now, Allie Spooner, and you're skating down the ice 1-on-0 on me, where was the sure spot that you knew that if you shot there, 10 times out of 10, it's going in?
I think my shot back then was a low blocker shot, like a pull low blocker.
Oh, well,
probably.
That's a goal scorer's spot right there.
A Canadian national teamer, gold medalist, silver medalist Natalie Spooner, playing for the Canadian team at the Elite Women's 3-on-3 at the NHL All-Star Weekend in St. Louis. And Natalie, before I let you go, she did some hockey question about, you know, blah, blah, blah. But listen, when you first met Lindsay, what did you think? I mean, listen, she's new to a lot of people in Las Vegas. But for you, you have that. I mean, we're all friends here. Let's be honest. So, I mean, we're all sitting here. We're just having a couple of pops, and you know, you meet Lindsay for the first time. Let's just be honest. What was that impression like?
You know, I think we hit it off right away because we're both pretty high energy.
Is that what you call it? There, that's so. What you call it?
Yeah, high energy.
Do you remember walking up after practice and just doing those power walks to those soba noodles we used to get each and every day? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, man. Good time.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to come visit us and come in studio next time you're in Vegas.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right. Thanks, Spooner. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Canadian All-Star team member Natalie Spooner, forward, and also you can also vote for her as well. She'll be part of the Elite Women's 3-on-3 at NHL All-Star Weekend, as well as you can vote to get her in to the Gatorade NHL Shooting Stars competition, and she is up against three others on the Canadian side. You can go to twitter.com/NHL. That voting is open through the end of the game, actually. So,
and she's going to need the help because right now she's in second place, I believe. She's trailing Marie-Philippe Poulin, who's literally probably the greatest female hockey player of all time and up there in just terms of everyone. So she's going to need the help. We can offer that to her.
Sure we can.
The least we could do.
Or we could all send her some soba noodles, apparently.
Yeah,
or...
I was searching for the name, and it was just, I don't know. It was just weird. It was the first time we've talked to like somebody of my friends, and that question at the end kind of threw me off a little bit. I was like, what are you doing, Paul?
Hey, listen, we need to get to know Lindsey Brown back in the day as an athlete and the things that she took to prepare. Listen,
not a lot of preparation
for me
at that age.
The listeners right now just found out you played with an Olympic gold medalist.
This is true.
And an Olympic silver medalist.
This is true. She's not the only one.
Right. And so as we start peeling back the layers of the onion, you know, we start figuring out, you asked her a sports question like, you know, hey, if I need to score on Lindsey Brown, where do I go with?
Well, I was just going for the self-deprecation.
Where
that's
do I go
how
with
you
the puck?
That's
well,
how
no,
you
I understand that, but that's where I was going with, hey, listen. Oh. If I meet Lindsey for the first time, but she's like, oh, we're both high energy, huh?
Dude, I could show you some videos, man, of us back in the day. We were a pair.
Were you and Spooner a bit much?
That's exactly. Not a lot of inside voices being used. We'll just go with that.
Right.
How about
that might be what's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.